With that, we now bring in the king.
Hi. Boy, Harry and Meghan didn't get paid for the interview.
Well, I hope not. They're rich. The heck?
Yeah, like, no.
No, they're not that rich anymore. They're rich, but they're not that rich.
Yeah, that's
they're
used to
right. this way.
Having
Those
anything they want, anytime they want, and there's an end to their money. Harry there's never had a job, so if you're Megan, you're like, Harry, what are you going to get a job? So...
I don't think either one of them took a vow of poverty, and I really am not that concerned. So,
I didn't watch it. My whole world. Can you believe Virginia's out?
Virginia, Kansas as well.
Kansas is out.
Now, Duke is out completely.
Yeah,
Kansas and Kansas and Virginia. They have to be negative, or the vast majority of their party has to be negative for 7 straight days, and if they are, then they can play.
When's the tournament?
Doesn't start till later next week. Usually the first four is a Tuesday, Wednesday. I think the first four is not until Thursday next week.
Yeah, it's the 18th.
So they're just going to make it. Wow. How many teams are going to get knocked out of the? Well, now, where are they going to? How are they going to do the tournament? Is it going to be?
It's all in the Indianapolis area. Some games will be at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. Some games, including the first four, will be at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. That's where Purdue is. Assembly Hall.
So everything is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, they're going to play some games at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the home of the Pacers. They're going to play some games at Hinkle Fieldhouse, home of Butler. You're going to play some games at Farmers Coliseum, which is it where Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis is, a.k.a. Ooey Pooey. And some games will be at Lucas Oil Stadium, including the Final Four.
Wow. Somebody gets the virus in one hotel, that's it. They'll wipe out a whole bracket.
No, they are putting them all. They all get each gets their own floor at a hotel.
Okay.
And each has their own meeting area in their own hotel. They can choose to walk over by the skyways, or they will be bussed over as normal and just go in that way.
Right.
But in other words, all the Big Ten teams that make the tournament, they're not leaving Indianapolis.
I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. This virus is really weird. I hope it goes through. It'd be
interesting,
a miracle if they can pull this off.
They'll pull it off. I have completely confidence.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay,
I think that I'm completely confident they'll pull it off. It's really barely a thought to me anymore. I mean, Duke had a player, right? Okay, they didn't have 20 players. They had a player. And so they decided, hey, we got to shut this thing down. Okay, that's fine. Right? It's not a mass outbreak. I'm not really... I mean, the most interesting part to me is the part that I worried about competition was team spreading it from team to team. That hasn't happened.
Right.
I didn't expect that, but it hasn't happened.
Good. Hey, just to change the subject, what's the deal with Sam Darnold? How come he... why do the Jets want to release him? I don't get that. I mean, he's only 23 years old, and
Can we go to the second sentence that you said? Why do the Jets want to release him? Okay. Hey, that should answer all your questions. It's the Jets.
Well, no, it doesn't answer any questions.
It's the Jets.
I don't know. But I'm saying, why isn't he highly sought after? Right. I don't care if it's the Jets or who it is.
Well, here's
They're
the
talking
reason. Here's
about
the reason.
All these college kids coming in, but you know he can play. I would go after him in a minute.
Here's
if
the
I
reason.
Was Houston, I'd go after him.
Well, here's the
Give
reason.
Give him the crybaby.
Yeah, but here's the reason. And the reason is actually it's always money. Right now, Sam Darnold is still on his rookie contract.
Right.
He is now coming up to the point where you have to then give him the second contract, which is bigger. The Jets may not feel comfortable making that kind of long-term financial investment because they think there's a better option.
Yeah, I know, but if I were other teams, I'd be going after him. He's as young as some of these guys coming out of college. People forget he's only 23 years old.
Oh,
I mean, he's got a lot of games ahead of him.
I'm well aware I did his Rose Bowl. I know how young he is.
No, I remember you talking about him. You said back then, this kid can't miss. You know,
yep,
he's got the size, he's got everything. So,
but again, you've got people hesitant to pay money right now. And that's, I mean, the Eagles, for example, let's take them for example. They've got an interesting window here to operate with, and the Cowboys don't. The Eagles have a quarterback on a second-round contract right now. Right? Now, he may be good, he may not be. We'll have to see. But it does give them some financial flexibility because currently their quarterback, which is normally the highest-paid position on their team, is not the highest-paid position on the team. It's far from it. The Cowboys have been operating with Dak Prescott on a fourth-round contract for years.
Right.
Now they don't.
Both those teams have one thing in common. They were talking about it today. I forgot. I don't know. It was EEI or maybe it was Mike on ESPN. The Eagles, the owner, is starting to run the team. He's making the calls. Jerry Jones, now you're feeding into
Matt Cotrillo's fears. Now you're feeding in. See, all you're doing is feeding the Cotrillo beast. Okay, and you have to remember, the key to this segment is to keep him calm. It's the last thing he does before he goes home to his young son, who he's already teaching how to play Little League. He's already yelling at him because of the Eagles.
No T-ball for you.
He's 16. He's almost 15 months old.
That's
and he's
right.
Like, and he swings and misses. And the poor little guy's
not.
Okay, no, Lisa's got to hug him. He's crying. It's all sorts.
Still can't
of
catch
stuff.
The ball either.
I mean, listen to this. Listen to me. This is the father. He's obsessed. This kid is his long-term meal ticket. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Nothing like our college basketball picks.
Oh, yeah. So, last week, Steve and I were 6-0. The King, 2-4.
Awesome. I got two right.
So, that brings our grand totals to Steve, 20-6. Me, 16-10. King, 10-16.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the University of Hartford Hawks. They play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against UMass Lowell.
They will win. Right,
for the right to win the America East, they'll play at Chase Arena 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. I did talk with Johnny Gallagher. He called Dick Girardi last night before our game, and I had a chance to talk to Johnny. And I told Johnny Gal straight out. He says, look, all of Enfield's rooting for you, babe.
That's the guy I met. Didn't I meet him a few years ago?
You met Johnny. Yep. He's one of the nicest guys on the planet.
He told me I could come to any game.
There you go.
Behind the bench. He's a good guy.
He's one of the greatest guys on the planet. I am rooting so hard for him tomorrow to get to the NCAAs. I am thrilled he's in this spot. They upset Vermont to get there. 11 a.m. tomorrow. Go Hartford.
All right.
Go Johnny Gal.
Now we move on from Hartford to the Big 12. Tourney. Or I'm sorry, the Big Ten tourney first. Ohio State and Purdue. Oh, wait a minute. They just played already.
Yeah, I'll be a jerk. I predicted Ohio State will win in overtime.
Hey, Steve.
Give me one. Yeah.
Steve. Guess who's at the door trying to get in? John Masnicki.
John Masnicki, old friend. How about that? Let him in.
No.
No. Maz
okay,
is
continue.
Out.
All right.
Maz is
I'm
out.
Hiding behind the door here.
I'll pick another game on the fly in a sec. All right. Oklahoma State and Baylor. I know they play tonight. Big 12. King, let's start with you.
Oklahoma State, Baylor. Baylor. I got to pick the right teams now. I've been.
Boys.
Steve?
This is a tough one. Baylor, I think, is the better team, but Oklahoma State is the better player. They've got the best player on the floor in Cade Cunningham. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State. Let's have some fun.
I've been having fun. I'm 10-16.
I love Oklahoma State. I love the way they're playing right now. I'm going with the OK State for the upset.
Oh, God. Jeez.
I already got
I've
the
been
Ohio
trying
State
to learn
game, right?
more about it, you know, while I ride my bike at home. And I'm like, now I'm happy with Baylor. Waco, baby.
You should be. They're ranked second. They're a good team.
Yep.
All right, next one. ACC. Florida State, now that they've gotten the free pass in, so to speak, facing UNC in the ACC championship.
I just think Florida State's the better, deeper team. I think they'll win.
And King.
I think the coach is going to cry his way into the tournament. I got UNC.
I like the way UNC's actually playing right now. So this is my crazy pick of the week. I'm taking UNC, believe it or not.
Hey, why not?
What the heck? Crazy. Oh, they're playing good.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Big East. UConn. Creighton. King, I think I know who you're going to pick.
You got it, baby. My UConn Huskies are on a roll. They haven't lost a game in a long time. They got their bookmaker, what's his name? He's playing really well. I got UConn. Book Knights.
Steve?
The Big East is interesting. It is become a conference of name schools that is weaker than maybe it's ever been. UConn, which takes this whole thing seriously, and of course you know I want Kevin Freeman to win because Free's one of the assistant coaches there. I'm going to pick UConn to win it because I just think they're just becoming better than everybody else in that conference. I think that conference is actually going south and not north.
Nova lost last night.
Yes.
Well, they don't have. They don't
That's
have
not Gillespie. Surprising, though.
Yeah, but they don't have Gillespie or Moore. They've got two starters out.
Yeah. Whatever. It's about depth. It's about, you know, next man up.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you're not that good. So.
Guess what? That's 40% of your starting lineup. That's like going into a football game and looking around and going, we got four starters out on offense today. All right, next man up.
There you go.
You're
going
to lay a whole bunch of next man up. See, the problem is not who replaces the starter. That's not the problem. That's your depth. The difference, these people don't think about these things. This is what always gets me about when you analyze, well, next man up. It's not who replaces the starter. They're usually pretty good. It's who replaces the guy that replaced the starter. That's where you're dipping a little further into the pool here.
Well, I'm going to stick with Creighton here. I like the way they've been playing the whole season. I know UConn's a good team. This is the only one I guess was on the fence about. I'm going to stay with Creighton, though. Next one. Pac-12. Colorado and USC. King.
Whew, boy.
Yeah.
That's a tough game.
I'm going to go with the Buffaloes, Colorado.
Okay. Steve?
Let's see. I think with Mobley, USC is the best player on the floor, but I personally, in all my interactions, I really like Tad Boyle, the coach of Colorado. This is going to be like, look, I just really like the guy. Every time I've been around him or talked to him, I'm like, he's just a terrific guy. So I'll go with that. That'll be a personal call.
Colorado stinks. I'm going USC.
Colorado's good. What are you talking about? Colorado's a good team.
Next one, SEC, Mizzou and Arkansas. Steve.
Let's see. The suit earlier confused everybody because he referred to them as Arkansas. I get worried. Do you get worried?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arkansas.
I got the Razorbacks as well. King?
I don't know.
That's not a good answer.
Flip a coin.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's see.
I'll go to your stinking Tigers over Razorbacks thing that everybody else is going to do for the tournament this year.
What the heck. I'm going to have a little fun and take Missouri.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
That's fun. Whoopee.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think of Arkansas? Oh, no.
All right. And finally, a Big Ten game that actually hasn't happened yet, Wisconsin and Iowa. Steve.
Well, I think Penn State would have won the game tonight if they played. I think that here's the big mystery of the game tonight. It is a huge mystery going in. Will Joe Wieskamp play? As much as Luka Garza is going to be the National Player of the Year, and he already is the Big Ten Player of the Year, and he's celebrated, the actual pro on that team that is going to have actually, I think, a good NBA career is Joe Wieskamp. And he hurt his ankle against Wisconsin. When he was in the game against Wisconsin Sunday, Iowa dominated. I'm going to go with Iowa tonight. I think they'll win by 8-10.
King.
Wisconsin beat Penn State by a point, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a sore subject because it was not exactly. There were two major calls in the game that were wrong.
Okay. I'll take Iowa.
I'm going with the Hawkeyes, too. Clean sweep.
Again, my point on the calls last night is simple. You can review a shot clock violation. It was clearly, I called it live, a shot clock violation. I called it live that way. And then we're all looking at each other like, they counted that? Well, they can go to the monitor. They refused to go to the monitor. You're allowed to. It was in that building in 2015 with Nigel Hayes. That's when they said, we got to change the rule. It was in that building 6 years ago.
I'm sorry, Big Ten needs to hold that official accountable.
Well, you officiated the fight today between Juwan Howard and Mark Turgeon. Howard got tossed.
I just saw that. Jeez.
Juwan got tossed. And by the way, the guy that made the call, right, on the out-of-bounds plate, in my opinion, is an excellent official that I like very much. Doesn't mean that you're going to be right about everything, but I respect him and I like him. And I think he's very good. Okay. Look, I'm fair about these guys, okay? I mean, I know they make mistakes. Right? The only person I've ever heard that doesn't think that he's ever made a mistake referred to Arkansas as Arkansas. All right, so
how about Ohio State Purdue?
Ohio State won today in overtime.
Oh, they already played?
Yeah, that's why I had to say
that. Right.
They had an afternoon game. We'll give you one on that one. And the fact that you said it was going to...
Nailed it.
The fact that you said it was going to go to overtime, you should give yourself 2 points.
The fact I picked a game that already got played is I should lose a point.
Yeah, but you don't know what time these games are.
I don't know.
Today's show has been brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.